Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're at Torrey Pines this week as Dusty pulls his golf clubs from the courtesy car. And AJ pulls out her surfboard.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
He's dropping. Just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
The Fan.
All right, our number two, AJ and Dusty. All right. So we have no Kyrie Irving for the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden just came back last night.
He was on the court. Yes.
He was.
Yep.
He was good on defense.
He was very, I mean.
For having a hurt hamstring, he looked pretty dang good defensively.
Yeah, he was able to guard Giannis one-on-one.
Yeah. But the injuries in the NBA have felt significant, and it's felt like a season, a postseason like none other. Mm-hmm. Guys are dropping left and right.
Yes.
And we were talking about this at the end of the year where the Blazers were beating up teams that were beat up, right? And we talked about this, like, look, you got to give Portland credit for something, and it's they are healthy at a time where everybody else was hurt. I mean, that didn't mean much in the playoffs, but it's they still were at the end of the regular season.
It's very true because now, so we have today alone, we found out Kawhi out indefinitely with a knee injury.
Shams says it's a torn ACL.
So that's atrocious.
Damn.
That's awful.
And that was a weird little play where I cringed right when it happened and I went, oh gosh, that looks good. And then he went, or he looks bad. And then I went, oh, okay. He's coming back. He played. And I was like,
yeah,
that would have been a horrible one. Well, now we have this.
Yeah. So that's awful. They play tonight, right? The Clippers and the Jazz. So they play tonight. According to Malika Andrews, he's going to be the eighth different all-star to miss a playoff game this postseason, which is the most in a postseason in NBA history. So
say that again. Nine.
No. So he'll be the eighth.
He'll
Chris
be the eighth.
Paul.
Okay.
Is a whole nother. We haven't gotten to that yet. So Chris Paul.
Okay.
Is a whole nother situation.
Yes.
Came out today that he is in health and safety protocols for the Suns, and reports are not confirmed by the Suns, but several reports saying that Chris Paul tested positive for COVID.
Hmm.
Also that Chris Paul is fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And also that
there's a lot that needs to be unpacked with that, because Shams, when that report came out by John Gambadaro.
I'm sure that's how.
Yep. When that came out by John Gambadaro, who hosted an afternoon show down in Arizona, Shams was doing an interview and somebody asked him about it. And he goes, yeah, I don't break that news, but,
right,
you know, yeah.
Exactly.
Chris Paul did have a positive test, is what Shams had heard too. Now, the Phoenix Suns do have the highest level of participation of vaccines in the league, which includes players, coaches, and staff, according to Gambadaro. So also good news for the rest of the Suns organization.
Exactly.
But I don't know how many other people saw this. You did not see this because I mentioned it to you and you gave me the huh? But did anybody else notice that Chris Paul went into the stands after mm-hmm. they beat the Nuggets? And he gave somebody a hug, gave a high five to some fans and stuff. And immediately I went, oh. And that's why I thought he was like placed in protocols, was because of that. Just oh. like, just by going up into the stands. But apparently, no, he has a positive test. And I don't, like, we don't know if right. that is if
confirmed.
Or if that would have been how he got it or anything like that. I wouldn't think that it would be. But immediately I was like, what's the NBA going to do with that? Because he went mm-hmm. up into the stands, hugged somebody, gave a high five to a few fans, and then bolted to the tunnel after the game. And my thought was, does the NBA do anything about that now? Because we are in the playoffs. But that's a whole other point. That's beside the point now that he's tested positive, and how long is he going to be out
right.
for?
And that's the real question, because during the regular season, the protocol was 10 to 14 days after a positive test. Because Chris Paul is reportedly fully vaccinated, there's a whole, we're sort of in some gray area, it sounds like, of what is going to happen next. Okay. But he certainly has to return at least one, probably two negative tests would be my guess, based on what I know of the protocols. Two negative tests before he can return.
Man.
So if you're a Suns fan, you are rooting for seven games in the Jazz Clippers series, without a doubt, because mm-hmm. that pushes the start of the Western Conference Finals back to maybe 3 days, depending on how they do the scheduling.
Because they could start it Sunday.
They could start it Sunday. Or if it goes to seven, they could start it Monday, I believe is the targeted date.
We'll get in
Tuesday. Sorry.
Because game seven would be on Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah. So Tuesday.
Now, I got bad news for Suns fans. There ain't a shot in hell that the Clippers are getting out of this. You probably want the Clippers to beat the Jazz outright. But without Kawhi Leonard, good luck. This game's going to be interesting tonight, because this is that, like, everybody's looking for that Kevin Durant signature game. You got to get a signature game from Playoff P.
Yes, you do.
Earn that nickname if you even want a chance in a game seven. But they're toast right now. The Clippers are toast without Kawhi Leonard. Now you have Chris Paul out with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That makes that, you said it, nine. That makes it nine.
Yeah, Chris Paul would be the ninth. So you have
ninth all-star
just in this postseason to miss a playoff game. So you have AD, James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, who, by the way, is still not back.
His hammy's going to keep him out tonight as well.
Yes.
He said he had a setback, a minor setback.
Ugh. Ugh. Is it ever minor when it's a hamstring?
Nope. It just means you got a lingering one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brown, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, and then Chris Paul.
That doesn't even... that doesn't even mention guys like... You know, think of the important players that have missed games in the postseason too, like Jamal Murray
exactly.
and Will Barton. Mm-hmm. And you have so many like significant role players. That's just nine all-stars.
Right.
And that led to the most predictable response from LeBron James ever, which was LeBron James took to social media. And I'll just read it for you, because when they start, this is a product of having a 72-game schedule, 2.5 months after the season mm-hmm. ended. All four teams that were in the conference finals last year were eliminated in the first round, or the Denver Nuggets in the second round, mm-hmm. rather quickly. And by the way, Denver had injuries on their roster, right?
Very true.
LeBron James is patting himself on the back because he deserves to. But this is the way he put it down. He said, they all didn't want to listen to me from the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of the players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. These injuries isn't just a part of the game. It's the lack of pure rim rest before. What is rim rest? Is that just not putting up shots? Mm-hmm. What is pure rim rest? Do you know?
Don't ask me.
All right.
But I'll give you a bad answer.
Department.
LeBron, yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. I see where you're going.
I'm going to use that.
Children.
Yep.
Before starting back up.
Okay, before starting back up, 8, possibly 9 All-Stars has missed a playoff game, the most in league history. This is the best time of the year for our league and fans, but missing a ton of our favorite players. It's insane. If there's one person that know about the body and how it works all year round, it's me. Wow, it's me. I speak for the health of our players and hate to see this many injuries this time of year. Sorry, fans. Wish you were seeing all your favorite guys right now.
Well, this goes back to what we talk about with how much money these guys do put into their bodies year round. LeBron James is one of the ones who invests the most heavily in his body year round. And it's why he's still playing at the level that he's playing, at the age that he's playing. And so he did say this. He was one of the loudest sort of, not detractors, but the loudest objections, I guess, when the NBA announced what they were going to do. And it was also very predictable that the teams that went the furthest in the bubble, AKA had the least amount of rest, were going to be the ones who struggled with the injuries this late in the season.
And he does deserve to... Like, LeBron does deserve a little credit. When I read that, I was like, whoa, LeBron was right. Because he was like, we need to bump this thing back. We have to bump it back. And the NBA said, well, if we don't get at least 72 games in, then contractually our TV partners can pull some of their money out, which guess where that comes out of? The players' pockets.
Totally.
And that's not, like, LeBron James isn't affected by this as much as every other player in the league that doesn't have a Supermax deal.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or a billion-dollar lifetime Nike deal like LeBron has.
Just because you saw it coming, or just because it was necessary, doesn't mean it doesn't still, it's not still a bummer when it comes to fruition.
That's right. And by the folks out there that are texting 503-250-1080, it was not REM. RIM.
R-I-M.
Like basketball rim.
But
rest.
Maybe it was a type, I mean, maybe it's REM rest. Maybe it's...
Maybe he meant sleeping. Like his sleep cycles.
But why would he say REM rest?
Yeah, he's not. He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that. I think this is pure REM rest is just not playing basketball.
And why would LeBron? Why would LeBron James be tweeting about his sleeping cycles too? In the same breath.
Hold on, wait.
Crappy
stop.
On the NBA.
Hold. You stop this right now. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me. That is what he said in the following sentence. So,
all right, okay,
I think we're overthinking it.
Dr. James, in your face.
Pure rim rest means like not playing basketball.
Eric Spoelstra to Portland.
Oh,
internal discussions are happening.
Right. They're happening right now.
I wouldn't know. I'm not on the interior of those discussions.
If you know, you know.
I don't know.
All right.
I know nothing of this.
What is abundantly clear, though, the Clippers are dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Paul has COVID. And that is a damning blow for the Suns. And I'm starting to feel like he's cursed. Because if it's not an injury to him, it's an injury to somebody else. And now he's healthy and then gets vaccinated and boom. He's going to be out at least one game with COVID protocols.
Yeah. It's just the worst. This is the year that everything was working for Chris Paul. Yeah. And he came back from that shoulder injury in the first series, and then they absolutely dominated the Nuggets in every facet of the game. And it's just so obvious that Chris Paul is the glue that makes that team go.
The good news is, though, hopefully he can test out of it, and it will be okay, and he won't miss more than a game. Maybe he misses none at all.
Right. So if you're a Suns fan, you are all of a sudden a big fan of Game 7. In the Clippers Jazz series.
I stand by my Clippers are dead take.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I don't
Kawhi
think
Leonard
you're
tearing
wrong.
His ACL sucks. That sucks
reported,
for the game.
Yes.
Yeah, reported.
It does suck. LeBron's right. You want to see your best players in the league on display in the postseason. Period.
Especially Kawhi's going to have to undergo surgery now. And if you're talking torn ACL, how far that puts him out next year. And remember, this is a guy that has a player option the final year.
And remember also, Serge Ibaka just had to have surgery on his back.
Damn.
So that's where LeBron is very right. The postseason is when you want the best of the best in their best form. And the entire NBA fan base loses when that's not the case.
Hey, turns out running a college football program like an NFL franchise might not work.
I'm stunned.
Next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, coming up at the top of next hour, we'll be joined by Kirk Helens, NBC Sports Pro Basketball Talk. Talk about the wild day in the NBA right now. But we have some college football news.
Drama? News.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic news?
Yes. I like that. Dramatic news!
In a shocking development, stop me if you've heard this before, but college football recruiting is maybe corrupt.
Stop.
Oh.
Stop. This is me stopping you because I have heard that before.
Yes, a report from The Athletic today is that Arizona State's football program is under investigation by the NCAA for potentially hosting high school prospects during the COVID-19 dead period. That's a big no-no. And, quote, possibly other recruiting violations. It's unclear how many prospects went to Arizona State during this, but if you look at one program that did not handle COVID properly, it would be Arizona State, which had a buttload of games canceled because of it.
Yeah, was that because they played just 4 games?
They did.
Last year?
They did. I think they had 3 in a row that got canceled, and then we're like, yeah, we're not even going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah, they removed themselves from bowl consideration.
So, and this all goes back to, one, oh my goodness, I'm so shocked that a college football program has recruiting violations. I don't care. And Pat Forty, Yahoo Sports, said, by the way, this is one of several teams that is going to be under investigation for it. The thing that is interesting to me about all of this is going back to the framework of what Herm Edwards said he was going to operate the Arizona State football program. Mm. Herm Edwards said, I'm going to operate this bad boy like an NFL franchise. Mm. And everybody's like, you can't really do that. And what the hell does that mean?
Right.
Right. Well, he was the CEO, kind of the GM type, who's supposed to be overseeing everything that goes on within the program. And he's going to have a scouting department and all this. Well, it turns out that is backfiring when the coach really doesn't have that much oversight of what's going on.
Right. And it sounds like
on the day to day, and he's separating everything out.
Yeah. And there's some discrepancy, or there's some, it's not even a discrepancy at this point, but some people believe that there's no way Herm Edwards would know what's going on. And other people are like, he probably knows about like 90% of the recruiting stuff that's going on. So whether he's involved or not, the question is this the way to run a college program when you have so many more hoops to jump through with the NCAA and making sure you're following all of these rules to a T, as opposed to the NFL, where you're dealing with grown men who are paid as they should be, and the NFLPA does all of the sort of negotiating of what's the right way to go about this. And I'm not at all surprised that this is happening, or that this is not going to be the only one we've heard about. Because what do we know? The football world never stops turning. No. College football never ends. Mario Cristobal does not sleep. Like, we know this to be true. And so back in March of last year, even then, the VP of enforcement was saying, we've heard recruiting's continuing. Like, they've known about this for more than a year, they're just getting enough stuff to start the official investigation.
Well, now you're having more and more smoke start to come out as these things are going on. And look, there's been a recruiting dead period, but there's also been two signing days that have happened since that dead period started and has since been lifted. And like this is, Arizona State fell into bad graces with a lot of high school coaches of some of the highly touted prospects because and Nemec tweeted this out today. And I remember him saying this like around signing day is, you know, Arizona State pulled scholarship offers from kids on signing day and right before signing day.
Ugh.
Yeah. And he said, you know, the same school that dropped commitments without warning right before signing day is recruiting dirty. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And that to me is, look, that's the world of recruiting. Recruiting is dirty. It is it's a horrible game that they play with high school kids, right? Where you have an offer only until somebody better comes along and then we're going to pull it out and we're not even going to tell you, right? Yeah. That's horrible. And there's a lot of schools that have non-committable offers, but that wasn't the case with Arizona State. You have a lot of smoke going on here around the Arizona State program that leads to guys like George Reister, who's in the media game now, former Oregon tight end. He is throwing gas on this thing, which again, take this with a grain of salt because this isn't coming from, you know, one of the big names in college football reporting. He says NCAA is investigating Arizona State for allegations related to the football program. Allegations include paying players, major recruiting violations, COVID violations, and other things that have left serious concern about the coaching staff being able to coach this season. I take that with a grain of salt.
Well, but here
it is notable when that is being reported. And Reister's been teasing this for a couple of days.
Well, and this just came out from Yahoo Sports 20 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. So from Pete Thamel, who says the NCAA and Arizona State have a dossier, right? That's how
dossier,
you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dossier of screenshots, receipts, pictures, and emails related to potential violations within ASU's football program. Mm. Sources detail the extent of illegal COVID recruiting visits.
Oh my gosh. I'm so shocked. Recruiting isn't on the up and up, folks.
Oh, man. And I thought.
I thought when Mark Emmert got his unanimous extension that college football is going to get cleaned up and the NCAA is going to have their act together. We're going to have to wait another year. All right.
So why don't they just treat this
didn't
like
get extended for like ever?
Yeah, we're just next year will be fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So why don't they just treat this like baseball?
Internal discussions.
What's that?
Well, just this whole thing. Why don't they just treat it like baseball? Why don't they just give them a slap on the wrist? I mean, it doesn't matter. All these NIL rules are coming out now. I mean, really, at the end of the day, is this more about the safety of the players or the recruits in this matter? The safety during COVID?
Yeah.
Are we clutching pearls about that, or are we just doing it to exert more control over the university?
Nobody's clutching pearls about anything here.
The NCAA sure seems like they are.
Yeah.
It's an investigation.
We've seen this before. Literally, North Carolina made up a major. They made it up. The University of Miami had a booster in prison saying, no, yeah, I paid guys all the time.
Oh, geez.
Tight.
What happened with that? Nothing. But UMass's tennis program, they had three conference titles ripped from them. Stripped from them. Remember that.
Reggie Bush did not win the Heisman, by the way.
That's right. Well, ever. That was the Heisman Trust that took that one away. But they took wins away for that. It is so arbitrary. And I think after the USC thing happened and a major brand in college football was tarnished and actually hurt for a significant amount of time, the NCAA has not punished teams nearly as hard since.
The NCAA is a train wreck. They don't know which way is up and down, much less what an appropriate punishment is for a program over any in particular instance. Like they are so tied up with the Supreme Court and Congress and trying to get NIL stopped and at the same time confirmed and under one roof. I mean, like, they've got so much going on. Is anyone really surprised that their punishments have been inconsistent?
No. And you know what? When it comes to illegal and illicit recruiting and kids getting bags of money, I don't care. I really don't. It's the only money they get. I really don't care. If you hand a kid a bag of cash in a McDonald's bag, Tennessee, that happened, by the way. you're handing bags of McDonald's money. I don't care. I more power to the kid. What do we want the kid to say? No, I really, I could give two rips. One thing that I do think is funny though, is that you read that Yahoo Sports, they have screenshots of text mm-hmm. messages,
mm-hmm.
the program run by this guy.
Don't press in.
The don't press send guy. And he's going to get busted on the text message.
Yep. Screenshots, receipts, pictures, and emails related to numerous potential violations.
Don't press in.
Yep.
You play to win the game.
Did they win the game?
Two of them last year.
So no. So you pressed send and you didn't win the game.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they played to win the game. It doesn't mean they won it. They just played to win it.
But they actually only played four games. So can you play to win a game that you didn't play at all?
Well, they also got, four of them canceled or three of them canceled.
That's what I mean. So can you play to win the game if you didn't play the game?
Whoa. This is philosophy with AJ McCord.
You just blew my mind, dude.
Just asking.
All right. Herm Edwards might be in some hot water.
Or maybe not. Who knows?
Probably not. They say numbers never lie. We will prove some of them, in fact, do.
Oh, geez.
Numbers lie next. Here's Will.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This text really sums it up for me, AJ.
Talk to me.
Boy, I could use some direction in my world. My worldviews have been shattered. Recruiting and college football. Oh, you missed it while you were gone, by the way. There's a football right here on our desk.
We didn't even finish that thought, but yes.
No, I did. College football is dirty, and I don't know how to feel about it anymore. You know what Will has in his office?
What does Will have in his office?
A football signed by Kenny Chesney.
Oh.
That is the exact appropriate reaction to that statement. Yeah. And I'm glad you had that reaction, because Dusty was just more stunned by this. He was like, oh, yeah. It's Kenny Chesney.
No, this isn't it. No. That's
but,
not it.
But
it's just a football.
A football signed by Kenny Chesney deserves a. Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Well, it's just like pretty random.
It is random.
Very is
random.
That the only like how can? Did you were you near Kenny Chesney and that's how you got the football signed?
I have no affiliation with this football. No. It just ended up in my office.
Oh yep. Man, I was hoping there's like a really good story, like you were in your shade tent in Hawaii. Mm. Just, you know, tossing the football around. Yeah. And then you saw Kenny Chesney and you're like, oh my gosh, what should I have him sign? I can't have
my ninja sword.
Huh?
What?
No. Oh. The only thing he had was his football. And that's how you got Kenny Chesney to sign it, because it was the only thing that you could have him sign in the moment.
I like that you assume I'm just always carrying a football.
I was trying to think
of what else you do in a shade tent. Well, he was, you're not doing anything else in Hawaii that you should be doing.
He was Kenny Chesney's son's personal fullback coach.
Oh.
Yeah. He gave him a football signed.
Hit it.
At fullback camp.
Hit that. Now hit that.
Run into it.
You're ready.
They say numbers never lie. We will prove to you right now that they do.
Oh, dear.
Will Dawkins. What do you got for us, Wheel?
All right, Kevin Durant had arguably the best performance of his career on Tuesday, finishing 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists, played all 48 minutes of the game. But his movie in 2012, Thunderstruck,
seen it,
was probably his worst performance.
I can say yes. I think I live tweeted it when I watched it one day.
Sad. In 2012?
No.
Oh, you didn't. I was
it
like,
it was like when? A long time ago. 2014? 2015?
Over under $1 million that film made in domestic sales opening weekend.
More. Over.
Yeah, I would take the over. Over. Yeah, I would take the over.
Yeah.
$587,000 that film made opening weekend.
I can see. Oh, opening weekend. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That's why you have to listen to the whole question.
I didn't.
Dude.
I thought it was...
$587,000.
I'm sure that most of that was in Oklahoma City.
I mean, just think for a second how much even a crappy film costs to make.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, I'm guessing about 40% of capital put towards that movie was convincing Kevin Durant to act in it.
Oh.
Like, no way in hell that guy got out of bed for less than 10 mil.
Mm.
That is true.
Yeah. I would say that. All right. Well, that's something. Learned
I don't
something
know.
New today.
I don't know. I'm sure we can find that, how much he got paid for.
Well, the research department is currently asking questions.
Yeah, that's
questions,
true.
So it's going to be difficult.
That's true.
Unless you're
true.
Trying to step Jeez. In as a pinch hitter.
The Austin Chronicle had a review of the movie saying, quote, headlining a less than mediocre kids movie taints one's brand rather than enhancing it. Just ask Shaq.
Oh, damn.
My God.
Some of these reviews are awesome.
I mean, funny, but also I don't think Shaq's brand is in any danger.
Another top reviewer, this Freaky Friday with basketball keeps throwing air balls.
LOL.
That's another good one.
Witty.
There's just a lot of
viewers are witty.
All right, next one. Stan Van Gundy, he is out as New Orleans Pelicans head coach just after one season. New Orleans putting up a 31-41 record this past year, falling short of the play-in tournament. True or false? The last time Stan Van Gundy coached a winning team was in 2011 with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it had to have been with Orlando. Orlando, yes.
Yeah.
Is that the year he was fired?
I've gone through the cycle through the years. I think I also say yes. Mm. Well, good.
I mean, these are almost impossible to know.
That would be 2015 with the Detroit Pistons.
I did not follow Thunderstruck or...
Van Gundy's
the Pistons, he had a winning record.
Yeah, he got him to the playoffs one time.
Wow.
Hmm.
2015. If you look back in 17, he had a 39-43 record with the Pistons, 37-45 the next. And then that was 15 with 44-38. And then he had a bunch of losing seasons.
Mm.
And actually, the most games he's ever won as a head coach in his career is 59 with the Orlando Magic.
59.
And he actually did it 2 years back to back. What the hell happened to him? Why did he get to be such a crappy coach?
Well, because guys start to tune you out in the NBA if you're not a winner and you're seen as like the retread guy.
Mm.
Sure.
That's one of the things that they say in the NBA is like, you can't win a ring unless you have a ring, and you can't get a ring unless you have respect of the locker room. And it's like this vicious cycle that keeps spinning round and round.
A small town in Florida accidentally sold its water tower in a blundered real estate transaction.
As one does.
A businessman purchased a municipal building underneath the city's Brooksville water tower last April for $55,000. With the goal of converting it, that's right, into a gym.
Nuh-uh.
$55,000. True or false?
Wait, for the... I'm sorry. $55,000 for...
Just the water tower?
Just the water tower?
That they were going to make into a gym?
It is the building...
Below...
The water tower. That is correct.
There's
the building...
So who puts a building below a water tower?
The building is attached to the water tower... Heretofore, the entire property he bought it for was $55,000.
I mean, my question remains.
Hold on. $55,000 for a building itself
in where? I mean, I know Florida.
Brooksville.
Yeah, I'm going to go
like,
and say
give me
true.
A location on the map.
Florida. You know what it looks like.
No, I need to know where it looks. I am in Miami is very different. I'd have to type, he says.
Yep. All right, let's see where we got here. Brooksville. Brooksville. Scrolling. Very much west of Orlando and north of Tampa. So it's right in that.
So it's on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Right smack dab in the middle of the state.
Yeah. Well, a little more west.
All right, I buy it.
Yeah.
$55,000. Yeah. That's all it costs.
Yeah. That's why location of Brooksville was important to me, because Miami real estate and Tampa, like, that's very different than middle west north part of the state.
That's right. Sure.
That's right. Middle
Thank
west
you.
North.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that not about what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Middle All west right. north.
I don't know Florida.
All right.
If there's one thing I know about Florida, there's probably like a junior college called Middle West North College, and it's in Brownsville probably. I'll go ahead and finally answer that too.
Finally.
Text line, the armpit of Florida.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
Do we think this is how you got your football? That somebody is texting in about the Kenny Chesney. I do know his Boys of Fall song about football.
Yeah.
And that a local country station was coming to different high school football fields and saying they were the game of the week. Then they would give you a football to auction off or give away at the game. Could that be how you got the football?
Yeah. Well, this is what happened. There's a bunch of signed Kenny Chesney balls and they didn't give them all away. And one ended up in Will's office. I feel very confident with that.
Yeah.
I feel like it is that easy.
Okay.
I will say both explanations very valid.
Yeah.
Dusty's valid. The lazier and easier one. I would say. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen this play out before. That's why we have a bunch of jean jackets from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra in the back.
We have that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Because nothing says Trans-Siberian Orchestra like a jean jacket.
I feel like I've missed out on it. Being a trendsetter by
get
not
you
knowing
one.
That.
I can get you one.
Yeah, but what the hell would you put on a jean jacket anyway, to be quite honest?
Well, isn't there already something on the jean jacket? Isn't that what?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
But like jean jackets
tiger.
To me, it's...
Siberian tiger?
Don't put stuff on it. Just give me the jean jacket.
Mm. Oh, no. People put stuff on jean jackets. It's true.
Like what?
Like little patches.
Hey, big news in Blazers world. Next on The Fan. All right, Portland Trail Blazers making it official. Jordan Kent out as play-by-play man for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yes, they just...
That sucks. I like Jordan a lot.
I know. They just...
good dude.
Released that like right before our show.
Yeah. Jordan is a great dude. He had to fill the shoes of an all-timer, though. A guy who does national games, is one of the best to ever call basketball games, in Kevin Calabro.
Right.
And, him being out after a little over a year, that's... Are you okay?
Yeah,
did you break
broke.
Your mic?
No, we're on the air. Don't tell our engineering.
Well, fine. I can tell them. AJ broke her
no,
mic.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Cave,
I don't have the same big feet Sue has.
I think it's something going on over there. Just over there on that side of the
general table.
Yeah. But
anyway,
Jordan Kent out as the play-by-play voice of the Blazers for the bubble and then a shortened regular season. The Blazers are going to go in a different direction. There's rumors and reports out there that it could be Kevin Calabro returning to take his seat again.
There you go. Which, like we said, Kevin Calabro is an all-timer.
Yeah. You going to try out for it?
No.
Oh.
I'm not.
Have you ever done any play-by-play?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, for gymnastics.
Oh, you've done like the play-by-play?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go crazy for it? Because that's what gymnastics needs, is somebody like a Gus Johnson type for gymnastics.
No, you can't do that in gymnastics.
Why not? That'd be kick-ass.
No, you can't. Because
Why?
You're like right next to them, and gymnastics is a different sport. Then like, there's not like the, you can't be screaming.
Oh, what a catch!
Yeah, you can't do that while she's on beam.
Well, you do it after.
Well, that's not really play-by-play.
Well, We need to make gymnastics not a napping sport anymore.
It's not. Simone Biles is in it. And Jordan Chiles. There's no napping.
And when she does that amazing move, they go, wow.
That's exquisite. Because that they're was right next to her.
Well, I know. Maybe they should move them back a little bit and give me a little, that was sick. Because I'm like, yeah, that looked pretty cool. And then I go on social media and people are like, nobody has ever done that ever. This is incredible. I can't believe it. And I look at it and I went, that lady just whispered to me how cool it was. Like, this isn't adding up for me. Let me know how awesome it is.
Okay. I will be sure to communicate that to the powers that be.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I would love to see that a little bit more, a little woo, especially at the Olympics right around the corner. That's why, what's his name? They brought the figure skater guy in to do...
Santa Claus.
Nope.
No, I know who you're talking
Johnny
about.
Johnny Weir.
Yes.
Johnny
He's
Weir.
He's fantastic.
He is fantastic He's because fantastic. He actually gives things that... usually people aren't really talking about. He gives it some emotion and I want more of it. Give me pumped up gymnastics talk. I want that.
I mean,
be the Gus Johnson. Do it. Do it.
Next time I get my shot.
Okay. I would love it.
I will take your thoughts under advisement. I will internally discuss them and let you know what we come up with.
Now that's fair. I know exactly where this is heading. You made your point. All right, it's been a wild day in the NBA. Kurt Helin writes for NBC Sports. Pro basketball talk, he'll join us next. AJ Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.